TikTok, Simon Royd, Dick and Clayton, Infamous, Linda Y. Baird, B-A-I-R-D. Today's date is 1/23/2013. Patient is a 68-year-old Caucasian female, comes to the clinic with renal insufficiency number 2, L-spine scoliosis number 3, L-spine spondylosis number 4, T-spine scoliosis number 5, T-spine spondylosis number 6, COPD number 7, former tobacco use number 8, aorta atherosclerosis number 9, chronic renal insufficiency stage 3, sees Dr. Joyce number 8, 10, left atrial enlargement, mitral regurgitation, tricuspid regurgitation, left ventricular hypertrophy, pulmonary insufficiency, number 11, hypertension with hypertension and heart disease, with renal insufficiency without heart failure, number 12, carotid disease, number 13, colon polyps, number 14, internal hemorrhoids, number 15, history of colon cancer, status post resection, number 16, anxiety disorder / depression, number 17, postmenopausal status, he's on Premarin. Number 18, hyperlipidemia. Number 19, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Number 20, left ventricular hypertrophy, mitral regurgitation, pulmonary insufficiency, left atrial dysfunction. Number 21, peripheral neuropathy secondary to diabetes mellitus. Number 23, diabetes with peripheral arterial disease. Number 25, long-term use of medicines. Patient comes to the clinic with the aforementioned problems. She is to avoid nephrotoxic drugs. She saw Dr. Joyce. She stopped her metformin. She sees Dr. Uma Rangaraj, R-A-N-G-A-R-J, for her diabetes. She wants a refill on her tramadol, atenolol, / hydrochlorothiazide, clonazepam. Premarin will do so. She's currently on Premarin every other day. I have previously counseled her against it, and we've been slowly tapering off of it. I have gone over the risk of increased risk of stroke and breast cancer. She understands that. We'll go to Premarin every third day. We'll refill her medication. She denies any nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headaches, dizziness, blurred vision, chest pain, short breath, frequency, dysuria, melanomatachesia, constipation, no sore throat, ear, red nose, no focal motor sensory deficits, no skin rashes, skin lesions, no abdominal pain, period. I'm going to do a Boston College cholesterol check on patient. Her hemoglobin A1C was stable. She's last hemoglobin A1C was 6.6. Her vitamin D. Vitamin D level is low. She's on vitamin D. Patient checks her sugars once or twice a day. Sugars have been somewhat low in the 57 range. She checks her sugars once or twice a day. Her metformin has stopped. She's currently on Victoza, Januvia, and Amaryl. Sugar's been low. I'm going to stop the glimeride. I'm going to switch her Premarin to every third day. She is to continue her vitamin D supplementation, and Caltrate D. She's to continue her Cymbalta. For her peripheral neuropathy, she's to continue her clonazepam at night to help her sleep. She's to continue her Pravacol for cholesterol lowering and Trilipix. Seems to be tolerating well. No malaises, arthralgias, leg pains. She's to continue her Allegra for allergic rhinitis. We'll have the patient come back in follow-up in about a month. This is Dr. Simon Roy, Dick at the clinic, North from Miss Linda Baird. I will check her vitamin D level as well as her Boston College test.